Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or day. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Y'all, it is so hot right now in time. I don't know what's going on in the world, but it seems like every place I go to, it is hot. But honestly, I'm really grateful for it because I live in Washington, and sometimes it can be really cold and really gloomy here. So I'm honestly just grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for the blue skies. I'm grateful for just all of it, the air, the flowers, just the summer vibes. I'm grateful for it. And honestly, I'm a Cancer, so this is a season that I was born in, so automatically it's just a good season. So to God be all the glory. But real quick, I just wanted to jump on here and do a little bit of expression, kind of dealing with myself and trying to stretch my mind as far as how I view things. And I'm one to believe that the way you experience things is based off of the perspective you have of life. And so as of lately, I've been doing my part of trying to kind of be in a unified conscious state, and it's harder than it seems, but coming from an I perspective to a we perspective. And that's been quite hard because I'm so used to, you know, that ego way of just being separated from everyone and everything. But God has been dealing with me on that and having me to start praying. And when I pray, saying things like, we are blessed, or we are happy, or we are loved, things of that nature, praying from a we perspective versus the I perspective or the me perspective. And it's been kind of hard because throughout life, I'm pretty much one of those people that I'm just kind-hearted, but I also know how to mind my business because everybody got personal space, and God's been trying to push me out of that comfort zone. So normally when I go out and about, I give a friendly smile, but I don't necessarily say anything. I don't wave or say hey. But lately I've just been feeling inclined to, you know, wave my hands and say hello to people. And I've been met with a couple of different energies. Some people, it's like it lifts their spirit and they smile and they, you know, jump, like it's almost like their spirit jumps and they just become happy. Other people, they're like, what the heck? And other people, they actually just ignore me. So I've been seeing all these different perspectives or different just, I don't know, reactions from people. And it goes, sometimes it's like, how can I be from this we perspective if the other person on the other end doesn't understand that we are one, in a sense? And so I've been really dealing with these numbers 6 and 9. Woo! We're going to get into some things in this podcast because, listen, this whole year for me has been 69. And it's crazy because that's my sign. As a Cancer, if you guys know the little zodiac sign, our symbol is a crab, but it's also 69. So with that being said, I view that in a couple different ways. One being these two energies. I call it the man nature being the 6 nature and the divine nature being the God nature 9. And for me, 6 speaks of a lot of different things, not always bad things, but for the most part, it's coming from a very human standpoint, which there's nothing wrong with that. But 9 speaks of a lot of great things like wisdom, knowledge, love, just very powerful energies right there. So anytime I see 69, I automatically go, okay, this is either me, you know, my lower self and higher self swimming together. This is me swimming with the Lord or just dancing with those energies. Or if I see it, it's a sign that I'm thinking from one perspective or the other. Now that means I could be from that 6 perspective or I could be in that 9 perspective. And that just depends on whatever energy I'm in that day. Sometimes it's either or because I'm human and I'm one to think that everybody's a teacher and everybody's a student. Now you could, you know, correct me on that, but that's just what life has taught me. And I really mean that, you know, I've learned from children and I just think that's powerful, but I've also, you know, taught adults or taught children. So I just think that everybody has a teacher and a student in them at the same time. So those perspectives, they're kind of one and the same, but they're vastly different because it does imply, you know, the teacher versus the student or the, you know, student versus the teacher. And I shouldn't say versus, but they're just two different spaces. And usually when I have these encounters with people, I can vividly see where I'm at in that space. If I realize that I'm like, oh, I'm the student in this instance, then there's a certain energy that I have. And I try to listen and I'm trying to gain as much as possible because I really do feel like you can learn from anybody. And then when I'm in that 9 space, I do my best to listen to the Lord so that I'm not saying the wrong things or I'm directing what I'm supposed to say correctly or letting the Holy Spirit use me to speak. And so it's just something I picked up on as far as this year goes. But outside of that, It has been a year. It has been a year of me learning to balance these energies, because I just learned that they're one in the same. When you realize that you and the other person are actually the same, and by that I mean perspectives or aspects of God. I come from this really just unified consciousness thought pattern where I believe that we are all versions of God on earth. And somebody may say, no, we are not. You know, everybody's different. And to an extent, I do believe that as well, because, you know, I understand that there are spirits and manifested demons on this earth and all types of stuff, but we don't have to get into that. From me to you, I realize that I see the God in you, or I will be able to see the Christ in you, because I can recognize and identify that within myself. And so knowing that, how can I not treat you the same? I treat myself, or I treat others as I like to treat myself. I love myself, so therefore I love others. You know, these are the greatest commandments in the Bible. God says to love him with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You know, to love God and put nothing or no one before him. But then what else does it say? To love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So just in that alone, if you read between the lines, you can understand if we are all aspects of God, then it would make sense for you to love your neighbor. Because if you're loving your neighbor, you are loving God. You're loving yourself. And if you got to put this together, if you're loving God, God is within you, which means God is within others, then you are literally loving God. And there you can't separate love nor can you separate God from yourself. And I've learned that on this journey, what separates us from God is our egos, that I perspective. And that's not always bad, because the I am perspective is God. So it's not always a bad to be I. But when you I yourself, you single yourself out, and then you kind of pull yourself from the whole. And the whole is really the embodiment of unity, of God, of Christ. And yes, every individual is unique in their own right, because God has many aspects. This is why we are all a part of God, because God cannot express himself just through one body or one person. He expresses himself through many of us, through all of us. We are different aspects and forms, embodiments of his energy, of his life force, of his love. We all know how to showcase and give love in a unique way. We all know how to teach and speak and dance and pray and, you know, create in a unique way that God has ordained and anointed us to do. And so when you are able to see God within yourself, you can see him within others, because you can see how we are all connected. Now, I love to use this analogy because I think it's fun, but I think of the sun being God. All right. I'm not saying God is the sun, so don't take that the wrong way. God created the sun as he created the moon, the earth, and everything else. The one true creator, the Most High. But if you think of this, just an, you know, fun analogy, God is the sun, and we are the beams of light that come off of the sun. And we are those manifested light rays that shoot off of the sun. And if you look at the sun, it's so beautiful, it's so glorious, and there's so many beams of light and light rays that come off of it. And we are those light rays, and there's so many of them, different colors, different forms. If you look at the sun, you will often see rainbows and different colors on it. We're all of those colors, those perspectives, those aspects. I just think that's so powerful. Another way to think of this is God is like the ocean. You know, the ocean is infinite. It's deep. You know, water is life. So this is just powerful. But the ocean is so just indescribable, as is God. And God is like just everything. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so when you think of the sea, think of us as little drops of water, maybe buckets of water, cups of water, pools of water that come from this sea. We all have a bit of God within us. We all have an aspect of the Lord within us. Now, some people have more and some people have less, and that depends on that individual's journey. You know, I can't say that everybody has a cup of God within them, or a cup or a pool of God within them. I can't say that. That depends on that person and how much they have nurtured their spirit and nurtured that part of themselves. You know, if you have God within you, you have to water those seeds of life that he has planted within you. If you don't, then that would be your portion in this life. But we don't have to get into that, because that sounds a little negative, and I'm not trying to bring no negativity in this podcast. But basically what I'm saying is we are all aspects of God, and this is why you can't separate the two. Now, I could go real deep in this and pull up some biblical evidence, which I probably should, you know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like it's important to, you know, back everything up with evidence. But right now, I don't got my Bible in front of me because I'm on the side of the road sweating. I just had to pull over and talk about this. But in the Bible, it does refer to us. I don't want to shake no tables here, ruffle no tail feathers. But in the Bible, it does refer to many people in the Bible as ye are gods. And so I'm not trying to say you're God, I'm God, but if you do the math and you put two and two together, then, you know, you get something. And I can't tell you who you are. I can only tell you who I am. Did you catch that? I can only tell you who I am and who God is within me. That's all I can do. I can only tell you who Christ is within me by the way I live and by what I do on this earth. There's a reason why I serve the Most High, because he has shown me things, and I'm just grateful and blessed to be able to experience this with him and through him. Because this is through him. You know, I've realized that my body, my form, the glory that I have, it doesn't belong to me. It all belongs to God. It all belongs to God. Everything that I know belongs to God. That is his wisdom, his knowledge. Like, God is good. God is good, and his mercy does endure forever. But real quick, I should really get to what I want to talk about. Guys, that wasn't even really the topic. The topic is really, the topic is about judgment. And I feel like this is really important in these times, because as humans, you know, I'm pulling the human card now, I'm playing that six energy. And as humans, we tend to judge each other, and we'll look at each other and go, I could never be like that. I would never do that. I would never act like that. I would never say that. You know, we kind of alienate ourselves from one another. And on my journey alone, I'm only talking from my own perspective here, I'm pulling that eye card, I've realized that I'm capable of every good thing and every bad thing that everyone else is on this planet. You know, there's nothing in me that can pull me or separate me from those things other than God himself, other than Christ. And by that, I just mean it's because of God's nature that I'm able to even say, oh, I wouldn't do that thing, or I wouldn't say that thing, or I wouldn't do this, that, and the third. If it wasn't for that, I would be like pretty much every other worldly person you can think of that is in this world and playing, you know, the game of life. But instead, because of the walk of life I'm on, and I'm not saying this in any cocky or boastful way, I'm saying it in a way of knowing that it is God within me that separates me from the world. And I mean that literally. If it wasn't for that, I would be very much a part of this world in that same way of like going through the motions, going with the flow of everything. But what I've realized that in the midst of chaos and storms and tribulations and circumstances that are above me and stuff where it's like we're all going through it. And I use COVID-19, C-19 as an example. During that time, I was very happy and very, very blessed. And it was because of God. God sustained me. He took care of me. He provided for me. He was my resource, literally. For God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you. And the reason I know this is because I took the time to just surrender myself to him, realizing that I was not going to be able to get through that time without him. And he got me through that time. Now, we're all kind of on the other side of that. And take a moment to just see where God has brought you from that point to this point. I'm telling you, we probably have so much growth. We probably had so much growth during those 2 years that, you know, I guess it might be a little like 3 years now, because COVID-19, we in 2022. Interesting. I feel like we went through a time warp. Does anybody else feel like that? Anyways, I'm getting off topic again. My whole point with this is to bring it back to us treating each other as we should. I feel that if we all on this earth would treat each other as if we were God, you know, there would be a real line of respect and love, and you wouldn't treat your neighbor as, you know, just the most despicable thing on this earth. Instead, you will view them and be like, okay, they're God going through something right now. Our God is taking them through something right now, an experience, so he can get the glory for it. Not to judge that person, or not to hate that person, or despise them, or look at them as less than, or even, you know, as better than yourself, but to view that person as an aspect of you. Because I often feel that we are all reflections of each other, and I really do feel this way. And Lord, God knows, it'd be driving me crazy sometimes, because I will be hanging out with family and friends, and they may do something that I don't really like, you know? God in me be like, I wouldn't do that. But then I have to go, wait, I'm capable of doing that, or acting that way, or saying that thing. You know, I'm not exempt just because I'm out in the space that I'm in. You know, there's no telling what could happen in the next 5 days, let alone 5 years. So many changes can happen, and you never know what can happen to a person to cause them to be who they are in that moment in time. And this is why you have to be gracious, not only with others, but with yourself. Because imagine if, you know, just crazy examples. Imagine if somebody was going through something like addiction and you were judging them so harshly because you didn't understand why they were going through what they were going through. And then 2 years later, you were in the same boat. And now people are judging you just how you judge that so-and-so. You know, you would want them to give you, to view you or to see you as human and not to alienate you or make you feel different or less than, right? You want that same respect. You would want them to, or I wouldn't even say respect, but you would want that same kindness, that same grace. We have to show each other grace and love and mercy as our Father shows us. This is why we shouldn't judge each other or chastise or harm each other or steal from each other. Because when you realize that you are stealing from yourself, you're stealing from God. And, this is real deep. This is some deep stuff, though. But we're going to take it to the word. This word I do have. Luke 6:37 says, "Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." And now this takes me to my next point of this topic. We have to forgive our brothers and sisters, not just in Christ, but in this world. Because God knows your enemies, who are people who've come against you, past, the present, and even in the future, they were appointed for that. God may have raised that person up, or the enemy, the devil might have raised them up, but either way, it was for a plan and a purpose in your life. Understand that they are just a perspective in order for you to get to where you need to get to. It's that 6 and 9. They're two different energies. You can think of this in many ways. It could be black or white, yin and yang, good and bad, light and darkness. Whatever the case may be, these energies are necessary. They're necessary for you to see them and to pull yourself outside of them to realize that you are not either of those things. Those are just perspectives of one thing, you know? And that goes back, and you know, should I be talking about some yin and yang? If you understand, you understand it. That middle point, to see that I'm not this or that. I may choose to be on this side of the scale, or I may choose to be good, or I may choose to do this or that, but I'm neither or. As a sinner saved by grace, I realize that my human nature, my flesh is bad. Let's really talk about this, because this is super important. As any human on this walk of life, you have to realize that there is a battle that rages within you almost daily. Some people, it's a real battle. It's a war. You know, it's good and bad. Those natures within you that rage against you and your own mind, you know, against your soul, I should say. And it's the flesh versus the spirit. It's what you feel versus what you know. You know, it's all these different things that happen within you. How I've learned to overcome this is by focusing on God, focusing on love, focusing on the good stuff. I'm not saying I'm the most perfect person in the world or anything like that. I'm not even saying I'm the goodest, best person in the world. I could never be that. I can't say never say never, never say never. But what I'm saying is I'm human. I make mistakes. I do stuff. I sin. But I realize when I'm wrong. And I realize when my nature and everything about me does not match up to the Most High. For He's given us all a map through that Bible. Some of y'all don't like to pick up that Bible, but I'm telling you, it's a map to showcase His nature and His love within us and how we can lay hold of that. None of us are perfect. Why? Because we do get out here on this earth and we sin, because it's very tempting. It's very tempting. God already knows that. He's made provisions for us. So when we do fall into sins or judgment, or we do these things, we know what to do to kind of correct it, or rather let God's blood, Christ's blood, correct it, redeem us in a sense. The scripture talks about not judging or condemning others. And the reason why is because when you realize that others are a reflection of you, whoever you judge or condemn, you're doing that to yourself. You're doing that to a part of yourself. Now, this is a perspective that you don't have to take or, you know, believe, but this is one that really helps me. I do view myself and others as mirrors. And whatever is reflected on the other side of that mirror, whatever I'm seeing through my eyes, I do often go, "God, is this you?" I will literally ask myself this. And He will either reveal it to me, yes or no. Most of the time, it's a yes. And it'd be throwing me off, because I'd be like, but this thing, this person, is coming at me as an offense or is coming against me. How could this be you? And God will minister to my heart, not to my mind, but to my heart, and my heart will relay the message to my mind. And it's usually along the lines of God is trying to push me into something better, trying to push me out of my comfort zone, trying to bring out the best of me, trying to bring out the warrior in me, the love in me, seeing how far my limits are, you know? How much can I love? How much can I forgive? And how much mercy can I show? And this is what ties it all together. Because when you realize that that's your mission too, people are going to hurt you. They're going to do things to you. But when you can forgive and love them, you're doing that to yourself. And when that time comes around, that energy comes around, all of that is going to be given back to you. The mercy you show others is the same mercy that will be showed to you. The love that you show others is the same love that will be showed to you. It may not happen in that present moment right when you do it or you give it out, but it's going to come back eventually. What is that? Karma? Exactly. It comes around. But it's based on what you do and what you put out. When you condemn others, eventually you're going to get condemned. When you judge others, you're going to get judged. But what happens when you love others? When you show mercy to others, kindness to others, forgiveness to others. This is a hard one. Back to what I was saying earlier about forgiveness. I feel like that's one of the greatest things humans miss it at. Forgiving and forgetting. I'm guilty. There's so many times where I've forgiven people, forgiven them, hung out with them again, been best of friends with them, but didn't forget what they did to me. And somehow I carried that hurt deep in the back of my mind, sometimes in my heart. And God will subtly bring it up sometimes in my alone time. And I realized one day he was bringing that stuff up so that I could realize it was there, so that I could ask him to bind it up and take it out of me. And so every time God would bring up little things from the past with people that I felt like I have forgiven, I'd realize that I hadn't completely forgiven them. When you completely forgive someone, you naturally forget what they did to you. You let it go. You release it. It's no longer something that you're concerned with. You want to know who else does that? Our Father. When we repent for our sins, when we plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon ourselves and repent for our sins, God takes those sins and he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. When he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness, he does not bring it. He does not bring it back up. He does not beat us with clubs over our head with these sins. He doesn't do anything like that. He lets it go. He forgives us and he moves on. Now, if stuff from your past is coming up and it seems like you're thinking about it 24/7, understand that's a dragon. That is a spirit of wickedness and evil energy that's bringing that back up. That's not God. God has forgiven you for your sins as he's forgiven me for mine. The moment you repent sincerely, those sins are done. We have to be able to do that with others. And it's hard. I feel like it really takes practice. You know, some days I get it, some days I don't. Depending on the circumstance and situation, depends on how I can forgive sometimes. But what I realize is that every opportunity is an opportunity for love, forgiveness, mercy, grace, etc. And I'm really happy for that. Because I realize that the same mercy and love and grace and forgiveness I show others is what I'm showing myself. And this is why I view people as reflections of myself and of God, because they are God. Now, I'm talking to you, but I'm really talking to me. The me and you, or the you and me. The we. No, for real though. Seriously. This has been one of the greatest experiences that I've had this year, because it's helped me to really, really see myself in others, see God in others, and understand and love myself more. And the crazy thing is, most of it is not from the good things, but the bad things, the shortcomings. When I fail or when someone else fails, instead of beating them down or making them feel bad, I had this opportunity to go, they're human. They made a mistake. They did something wrong. So what? I forgive them, or I show them mercy, or I help them get up when they fall. Why? Because I want that same energy. I'm a real lover, y'all. A real lover. Many people don't understand that from me. And I don't really expect them to. I got a Aries in here and a Sagittarius in here. These energies. And then my Cancer energy. So there's a lot of fire in my water, if you know what I mean. And those energies sometimes make me come off a certain way. But what I've realized is all those energies are necessary to me. This aspect and perspective of me. I really love my Cancer energy, though. It's my home energy. It's my caretaker energy. My nurturing energy. It's a part of me that allows me to truly see things from a loving space. Although we're in Cancer season, that's one thing I really do work on, is letting things go for real, starting with forgiving and forgetting. God has brought up a lot of different instances this year alone. I really want to share them with you guys, but it's really personal, so I'm not. But things from my childhood just randomly started dropping them in my spirit, and they start coming up, and I'm like, why am I thinking about this thing from 2010? Why am I thinking about this thing from 2002? I was like 4 years old. I've been thinking about all these random things. And then it just dawned on me. I hadn't forgiven myself. I hadn't forgiven others of those things or whatever happened, what was said, and my subconscious. You know, that subconscious mind is something else. It's like a record. Just always be playing. So it's always going to come up bringing those things back up. So I realized, oh man, I need to break these cycles and change this pattern. Instead of allowing it to keep coming up, I'm going to take it as an opportunity to let it go, to truly release myself of this thing, unforgiveness or judgment, whatever it is. That's what I started to do. And at one point, it was so bad, I was having dreams about things. I was like, oh Lord, I'm having dreams about this stuff. That means I really need to let it go. So I started to do that. And slowly, as the year progressed, to me, this has been a long year, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but this for me has been a long year. I'm blessed, but good God, I feel like just this year alone, 2022, has been 2 years in one. I'm just being honest. That's my perspective. This is how I've been going through. Me and time are funky. I don't really believe in time because I feel like time is not real, but that's not here or there. All I'm saying, it's been a long year for me. I've been very present, very alive this year. To God be all the glory. So it's been a long year. And all of it's been me really trying to work on myself and understand others. I'm on this journey where I'm trying to become the best version of myself possible. And it's been rough because I realized that in order to do that, I have to see the best in everyone else. I have to extend the love, grace, and mercy, forgiveness, and life to others. Especially if I want the Most High to do that to me. So I've gotten into a habit of forgiving, trying to forget. When things come back up, I like to bind the unforgiveness in my heart, and I ask Jesus Christ to loosen forgiveness in my heart. And that helps. Oftentimes, I'm doing a lot of inner work. Especially when my outer reality doesn't reflect what I would like it to. If I'm seeing a lot of chaos on the outside of me, I do kind of go, you know, what's going on within me? If there's a confrontation or conflict on the outside of me, I go, I wonder where that confrontation or conflict is within me. Most of the time, it's the flesh versus the spirit, you know? At 69, those energies swimming together until one of the energies goes, all right. Game over. I choose love. I choose love over fear. I choose forgiveness over unforgiveness. I choose life over death. I choose happiness over sadness. You know, just jumping from one perspective to another and understanding that we all have the opportunity and choice to do that. Everything in life is a choice, right? Why not make the best choices? They're hard. Especially when life is knocking on your door, your conscious home door, boom, boom, boom. From the Bible, you know, there's been times where Christ had to cast out some stuff out the house, right? Think about your home, your house, your mind is a home. Sometimes you have to cast things out, cast death out, cast illness out, cast lust out, cast greed out. And when we do cast these things out, they're always on the outside of us trying to get back in. When we clean the house, meditation is a great way to clean your house. When you do this, you know, those spirits leave. But they definitely want to come back, especially if you got a nice mind. You got to be patient with yourself and love yourself and show that to others. Because you never know who has something, an energy within them that's not wanted. The way I look at things is nobody wants to be sad. Nobody wants to be hurting. Nobody wants to be bitter. You know, nobody wants to deal with negative energies. They can't help it if that's what's happened to them. And I'm not like, woe is me energy. None of that. Not saying that people are victim of their circumstances. Not saying that. I'm an overcomer. So I don't even believe in that. I've had enough of my life to know that I could have been broken down and never gotten back up. But I use it to help me get back up as a stepping stone to move forward. Every bad thing, every persecution, gotta tell you, they done crucified me a couple times in this life. God knows it, but I know the giver of life. That's not here or there. It's love. It's really about love. When you realize God is love and love is God, you just naturally extend that to others. And yourself. You don't judge, but you let go. You hear people, you see people. And even when they are dealing with something that you may not understand, you have compassion and empathy towards them. And you don't judge, you just let them go through what they're going through and you be there. Sometimes God is like that with us. We might be in some funk, some dirt. Deep in, lost at sea, lost in space, lost in the galaxy. Minds all over the place, right? And God's there like, all right, I love you. You're going to figure it out. I'm never going to leave or forsake you. And he waits for us to get that light bulb that goes off in our mind. Bling. That Christ shine. Bling. And then we come back into an understanding. Because we're never separated from God. You know, again, the only thing that really separates us from God and each other is our egos. And you know what's funny? I was just randomly cooking one morning. And, you know, I was just in my head, just talking to God. And I was just like, where did ego come from? And I started taking some deep breaths. And it was so obvious to me that it was, like, I was just like, no, this can't be it. But the Holy Spirit dropped it into me. Adam male, Adam female. When they put a bit of the fruit, the forbidden knowledge. That's when the ego was birthed. That's when that state of consciousness was birthed within man. And I was just like, makes sense. That ego will get you in some trouble, won't it? Because ego doesn't understand love. But your heart does. We have this beating heart within us. That is just always waiting to tear down the illusion of ego and to love more. When you get into the habit of allowing your heart, and I'm talking about the Christ within your heart, to really come through, then you'll really be able to see everything for what it is. Again, everything is God. Everyone is a perspective and aspect of God. Everybody want to be loved. Most of us just don't know how to say that out loud. And then some people do know how to say it out loud. But most people are in their egos. Some people NPCs, but we don't have to go there. I'm just playing. But it's hot, y'all. I'm probably talking in circles. Oh, man, this is 34 minutes. We finna wrap this up. Before I jump off of here, I just want to say I love you. God loves you. This is my birthday. You know, it's my birthday week. I'm dropping this on my birthday, so if you would like to bless me, you know, bless yourself or whatever, feel free to hit that user support It's in pretty much all the links wherever you're listening from. Thank you for listening. I thank you for your support. I really do. This has been such a powerful podcast movement for me. I started this 2 years ago. Guys, we got 144,000 listeners right now. This is insane. To God be all the glory. That's 2 years. Just 2 years. God is good. But I thank you for listening. I thank you for supporting. If you like any of the podcasts, feel free to reach out and let me know. If you want to talk, please reach out. I'm here for anyone and everyone. And I mean that. I mean that. Guys, I'm a counselor, y'all. I'm a counselor out here. All right. All right. We getting that license. All right. So I really am here to just hear, listen, and help anyone who needs help or anyone who just wants to talk or share their stories or just needs room for expression. I'm here with an open heart, open mind, open ears. And, you know, I'll give you the best advice that I can from the Christ within me. But other than that, I thank you so much for listening. I love you. God loves you, and God bless, guys.